You're listening to Community Forum on KCCC 930 AM, sponsored by Eddy County, honoring God, country, and family, thriving with industry since 1889. Also sponsored by CNB Bank. Go to carlsbadnational.com to learn more.
Thank you for Rick Lopez for being on Community Forum for episode part two. We're literally recording this at the same time as part one. We aired that on March 5th. We just got done talking about public safety and the idea of the communities working together. I can tell that you have a huge public safety push. That's what you campaigned on. Now I wanted to shift from the crime, the burglaries, what major changes we've done administratively. And now I'd like to ask you if you can identify, and you can obviously tell me more than one, but I'd like to know if you could identify, what have you identified so far, the one major biggest issue in this community? Can you boil it down? If there is one, but I mean...
So, yes, I'm going to start with frozen positions. Okay. I believe the city was running on a skeleton crew in multiple departments. And as I'm barely 2 months in meeting with departments, I haven't even finished meeting with all departments, I'm finding a lot of holes. And that matters to me mainly because if I don't have the right staff, I don't have the trained staff, if I don't have the level of expertise that I expect, how do I provide a good product for our citizens? Mm-hmm. From public safety to public works to every department that we do, from our library to museum, I'm just digging up more and more of lack of employees. And that makes it tough. So when you come to work buried, some people give up after a while.
Yeah.
And they just do what they can to survive. I don't want to survive. I want to excel. And the only way to excel is to have enough folks to do the job. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the biggest problem. That's what I've been dealing with the last 2 months, is digging that up, figuring out where it is and why and how. And then talk to anybody trying to hire someone.
Right.
Now fixing it's a little tough too.
Right, right.
So some of those positions were frozen and not even attempted to be fixed. Some of them we're having trouble hiring. I mean, it's a vicious cycle, but I've unfroze many, many positions. I think I'm up to 22 positions, whether they've been unfroze or added. I mean, it's a combination of everything.
Right, right.
You know, but sitting down with our leaders in our city and saying, okay, how do I get more out of you? How do I get better out of you? And that's where we start.
Right.
You know, because I want more and I want better. I want my citizens to turn around and say, yeah, the city is providing. The city is taking care of us. And that's where I'm starting. So that's my number one problem.
Number one problem. That's good. Let's get into growth. Right. Obviously, our city is on a bit of a tear right now, for lack of a better term, I think. You know what I mean? We're doing really well. The economy is great. Eddy County's economy is great, right?
Yes.
The rest of the state of economy is nowhere near where we're at right now.
Correct.
We know that, right? CDOD sending out good information, 15% growth, unemployment rate so low. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So there's opportunity in Carlsbad. There's jobs in Carlsbad if you'd like. You can make a little bit of money in Carlsbad doing almost anything if you'd like, right?
Yes.
But where am I going to move my family? Schools am I now? The schools, we're going to get into schools. We'll do that first. We'll get into schools in a second. But, you know, we've got growth issues, right? And how can we keep up with this fast as we're growing? And then that's going to lead me to a census question, too. But let's start with that.
Okay. So we'll start with growth. Before I took office, the city was working with BLM to buy a little under 500 acres, the city purchasing the land. So as we move forward, as we close that deal, I'm real excited to be part of that. I am currently working on bringing down from USDA to all the different granting funding areas that I can grab money from.
Right.
What do the grants look like? I believe the governor signed a bill for $125 million in housing.
Yeah, that was in the newspaper. Right. Yeah.
But what does it mean?
Right.
Exactly how is that money spent? I've heard of zero interest loans for the contractor. Okay, that's not bad.
That's free money.
I've heard helping with a down payment from the buyer. Hmm. I've heard, okay, I want infrastructure money.
Right.
Because here's the thing. That house, that lumber cost X. Mm-hmm. We can't avoid that.
Right.
That labor cost X. We can't avoid that.
Right.
So can we help with the infrastructure?
Right.
Can we help with the water, sewer, the roads
offset those costs? You know this already, and we're just going to tell our listeners, and I know this as well after talking to Jeff Campbell, is the city of Carlsbad does not have an impact fees on businesses that move
Correct.
In, right? Some cities charge fees to the impact of the main infrastructure on the roadway. We don't do that. So that's one already a benefit, right?
So
but you could go a step further, hypothetically.
Right. So I know like in Cruces, for instance, and this is probably five-year-old data by now, but they used to charge. So if you go do a subdivision, you develop a subdivision, they would charge you $200 for public safety and $200 for parks mm-hmm. for every lot that you put in.
Right.
Now, again, these numbers are probably old. But that was a one-time fee. But it went towards those departments because now you're going to have to maintain the parks. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to maintain the public safety side of things, right? So
your
those are impact
fees. Solid waste is going to grow. Water service is going to grow. Sewer is going to grow.
You're right. There's so many different impact fees. Not only that is you bring a contractor that's never developed anything in Carlsbad, and they look at the fees that we charge, their mind is blown because it's so low.
Mm-hmm.
But you increase the fees, yeah, the city makes more money. But now we deter development.
Right.
So it's a vicious balance.
We don't even really have any fees at this moment.
Correct.
And we're still having issues with development, right? We're still struggling. And obviously the south of town is loosening up a little bit. And obviously the north side of town over here by the college where we're at with the new Dr. Ryan's office, which is correct. Huge, the heart office. I mean, that should not be understated how big a doctor like that is staying here for our community.
Oh, you know, monumental.
No, I mean, don't underestimate how seriously
that
important
is
that is.
Deal. So housing. So like I said, back to the right under 500 acres we're purchasing for BLM, and the attempt is for affordable housing. So
where is that? Where's the 500
acres?
That's
going to be north of Quail Hollow. So it'll be from Quail Spring Hollow, the school there off of Cap Williams,
mm-hmm.
all the way to George Shoop.
Okay.
A section there.
Wow.
A pretty good section.
That's a lot of growth.
So we're looking at, currently, how do we develop that to get that median range?
Because
mm-hmm. they're building houses, they're building beautiful homes, sell them for $300, $500, whatever, sell them quicker than they can build them.
Right.
And that's great. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But how do I entice a contractor to build less of a home when he's selling them faster than he can build them?
Well, yeah, we are.
So we have to find that balance.
Right.
We have to find a balance. So I'm looking, my goal is to find a way to build homes at the 200,000 range, if not just a hair less. And try to get something a little lower. I don't know how you can build them any cheaper. I mean,
a $200,000 three-bedroom, two-bathroom house on a small lot is what a person typically can afford in this community.
Someone new starting out.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
that's a first house option, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
I think it's awesome. So that's my goal. Now, somebody smarter than me that knows this business may change my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a vision state right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How can we get there? So that's my goal. Is a one-car garage, a 1,800-square-foot home, a decent-sized lot to where the kids can play, but it's not – you know, a half acre.
Starter
home at the 200 range. I have to figure out a way that our contractors want to do it because I'm not blaming them one bit.
Man,
if I can build a house for $500,000 and sell it all day long, it's a business model. Come on, folks. We don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want them giving away anything, but how can I help them help us?
Yeah, it's one of the main complaints when people move to Carlsbad, and especially here at the college. You know, we have professors coming in. They're making pretty good salaries now that we're an independent college, and they can't find a place to live, or the rent is so expensive that you might as well not even got paid that much. You know, so that is a problem. Now, knowing that we don't obviously have the best relationship with the governor, right, and that money has been given for affordable housing, how do you strategize to capitalize on that so that they know that they should be helping?
So what I'm going to do for that is I'm going to bring those players. Those granting sources to town. We're going to sit and meet. We're going to open up every one of them grants, figure out what works. And then I'll take that out to our builders. I'll take that out to the folks that develop and say, okay, here's where the money is. How do you use that to help us?
So there's definitely legislation. There's some type of maybe legislation or just a nice good meeting about how you can strategize on how we need some starter homes.
Yeah,
right?
So I didn't realize this until I went to D.C. USDA has rural housing grants.
Yeah.
Obviously HUD has grants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else is out there?
Right.
So that's what I'm digging up right now. That's what we're working on is figuring that out.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about childcare. If you want to bring in more people and more houses, you got to have more kids, but we already don't have enough childcare.
We don't have enough childcare. You're right. And I'm meeting with a couple of folks this coming week because I've heard many stories of this person's going to start a daycare, this person's going to start a daycare. So I'm calling them. Let's talk about it. What are you doing? Is this true? What do you need help with? How can we help? Because it's very difficult for the city to jump in on some of those because of the anti-donations.
Right.
And if they're not a nonprofit, it's a tough animal. But if I can help, where is it? Let me know. See what we can help in moving that. Not only that is, do we just need to get the word out? Do we need to say, hey, we need more money for this. Anybody wants to jump in and help? I mean, what do we do to make this work better?
Right. Childcare is very lucrative. So if anybody was to start a childcare center, they could we do very well for themselves financially.
Correct.
Right. But the state regulations related to child care is also something I'm not sure, like a starter business that just loves kids and think they can do a good job is going to be able to handle that hurdle.
Right.
And right. So
let's identify them. How can we help you get through there?
Right, right. No, okay. You know? I like what you're saying.
I think there's plenty of room for multiple daycares to pop up and go to work.
Yeah. Well, no, we know that there is.
Yeah. So how do we make that happen? You know, I've even heard of HUD projects that have a daycare on the site. So you build these two-bedroom apartment complex type deals that are HUD approved. And they actually have a community part of that to where it's, whether it's daycare, a little community center, whatever, to where they help each other grow so you can go off and go to work. Because if you're already in that program, how can you afford a babysitter? So we got to look at those too. I mean, so for all levels, I mean, I don't care how much money you're making a year. We need to know what kind of daycare you can afford and how do we help you get that.
Do you know what the average annual budget of the city of Carlsbad is? Have you gotten to that point yet? Like exactly how much
No,
it is?
I don't have exact numbers, no.
Right. So, I mean, like, you know, like some of them, like, how much are we every year? How much does this cost to run the city? Right. Is what I'm curious about. So you don't have it this time. You're very new.
I'll get it next time.
No problem. Next time we'll have you get it. I could probably look it up, but I'm not going to at all on that for that regards. So we're growing like crazy. We know that. We know we need housing. We know we need child care. We have pretty decent health care here. Now that we have the heart hospital, the Dr. Ryan's office, it's going to be less flights to Lubbock probably, you know?
Yes.
But I guess, like, you know, I feel like everything's going good. I'm just going to say, I've lived here for 3 years. I really like the town. I think it's really, really pretty. My wife and I have decided to retire here, you know, and bought a radio station. We're in. And so
I'll stick around with you.
Yeah, appreciate it. So traditionally, elected officials serve 8 years, right? Now,
it's a 4-year term, but yes.
Yes, traditionally. So do you plan on running for 4 more already?
I'm 50 years old.
So, yeah.
I have time.
Okay, plenty of time. Well, you look incredibly good.
Thank you. And I have big projects.
Okay.
And I like to finish my projects.
Let's talk about some future projects.
Yes, sir. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So I've been approached to build a core similar to Hobbs. I'm going to go visit that. Hopefully the core.
I don't know.
The core is like got swimming pool, meeting rooms. I'm going to go figure it out what it is.
Okay.
It's an event center. It's got a pool. Actually, they can host state tournaments there for swim meets.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And I don't know what else it offers.
I've been there for one time, for
one meeting.
Okay.
And so I went into a meeting room. So it's multi-use. So I'm going to go check it out. That's first one.
I mean, are we looking, have you been to the Artesia Aquatic Center or have you driven by the Artesia Aquatic Center?
Yeah. With the water park.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's impressive. Of course.
It is impressive.
Right. It's quite impressive. So it might be something like that, but even higher.
So this is more indoor with other things, meeting rooms and whatnot. And I'm going to go figure out what it is.
So let me talk about that for a second. So it has a pool. It's got me thinking about the water park that we have on the other side of the river. Do we have any other city pools in the town?
Besides an auditorium, no.
Okay, and the natatorium motels, yeah, thanks. But the natatorium is the Carlsbad Municipal Schools pool.
Correct.
That is open to the public, people, just so you know. Pay attention to that. So that's a good resource. Yeah. So we don't have an indoor swimming pool.
No,
we have one water park.
And I want to bring
it to the river. Don't forget about the river.
Oh, yeah, we have the river. I love our river. But I want to bring, if we do that, I want to bring something that we can actually hold swim meets here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole area that I don't know exactly how much the school does in it. But that's something, again, bring folks to Carlsbad. My goal is to get you to spend the night in Carlsbad or get you to spend your money in Carlsbad, whether you live here or whether you're from out of town.
Right.
You either spend the night here or quit shopping somewhere else. But I need to provide that to you.
Right.
So that's my goal. So with that being said, that's one of the projects. Another one is an event center. I'm talking to the caliber of Lee County Event Center, major.
You know we have one.
No.
We have an event center.
No, a big event center.
Okay. Well, we have the Walter Gerald that the city owns, right?
Yes.
Does the city own that? No.
Too small.
Okay, fair. I'm not sure that that's the best facility either. I've been in it a couple times to hold some events there, right? From my perspective, I'll just be real honest. I think it's dated. It's not useful the way that it is.
Right. I want something big enough to host a rodeo, indoor soccer.
So you're not interested?
A concert.
Okay. You're not interested in remodeling that building?
No.
That property is
too small.
Okay.
The event center is going to take up the whole property. There's no parking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking big scale. I want to bring in big name artists.
Like an arena?
Arena.
You want an indoor arena in Carlsbad?
Yes.
How many seats are you thinking?
I don't know what the number is. What's Lee County? I don't remember. 25,000?
I actually don't know.
I think it's like 25,000.
I will reference Albuquerque yet again with you because they are building, they have a soccer team up there in New Mexico
United.
They just approved to build a stadium, you know what I mean? And it was like $30 million or something like that. It is an outdoor stadium. It doesn't have any of that stuff on top.
How many does that seat, do you think?
10,000 people.
10,000?
That's what that was set up for, 10,000 outdoor soccer stadium. You have Rio Rancho. They have an event center as well that they built a long, long time ago. The City of Vision, right, that they built a long time ago. it's been running as an operating at a loss ever since they built that.
Really?
And they do contract it out to third parties.
Right, right.
I would say, and this is just my opinion.
So we're looking, I think Lee County does 2,500.
Okay. 2,500?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I thought you said 25,000.
No, I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Okay.
2,500.
25. Now, okay. So I was like, we're not like no, Niagara we're not, football
we
team
don't
or
have, no, we're not United. That's not what I'm.
Okay.
2,500.
So, okay, great. Let's dive into that later because that's a whole conversation on the event center. I like it. But that got me thinking about Walter Gerald, right? Feels underutilized. There has been, I went to the Travis Tritt concert, wasn't even half sold. That guy's a name, right? And it was great, right? Not even half sold out. Ray Covington recently was doing a comedy tour around the state, and his got canceled here. Why? I don't know. I'm not blaming Walter Gerald necessarily for the cancellation, but it just seems like we're not packing that place. We're not really utilizing it as well as we could. It's too small for your grand event, but it has a different function than what your idea is for the event center, which needs legislation and approval from the city and money and all that stuff. Of course, grand idea, but the idea is how can we better utilize Walter Gerald's?
Right.
Because we own that, and
you're
we
right.
pay
and
for that.
So we had a couple things going on here. So we had a manager run it. Mm-hmm. Then we contracted it out. Then COVID hit, and now we have another city employee running it. I need to dig into that to see what our better option is. Maybe the city employee that's currently running it needs some help, needs this. I don't know where we're at on that.
Okay.
Or do we need to contract it out? I don't know. I'll be honest with you. That part I haven't dug into. So do we contract it out? Do we continue to maintain it with a city employee? Is it an advertising thing? Is it a motel cost thing? I mean, there's so many variables in there.
Okay.
That because at one point, even when I used to do the combat challenge, I couldn't get folks to visit because motels were $300 a night.
Well, I remember when it was bad.
So we couldn't do it. So where are we at today and where are our problems? Is it an advertising problem? Is it a dated building? Is it where is our problem to where we dive into this and make it worth it?
Okay.
Now, when I talk about an event center, I'm talking about rodeos. I'm talking about monster trucks. I'm talking about those bigger events that we never get to partake in.
We don't
have an event, a place for that. I know that, we'll work with Eddy County with the Sheriff's Posse Arena.
Yeah.
So we're not stepping on – I'm not trying to step on toes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help. How do we work together to do better, to do more, to bring those events? You know – I've heard of Lovington whenever we went through COVID and they couldn't do their week-long show at the Lee County Event Center.
Yeah, yeah.
They lost a ton of money on their budget. It hurt.
Yeah, it did.
One week-long event hurt them enough that they felt it. Now, granted, Lovington's a small town, but it doesn't matter. My point is that money's available to us. I want people to come spend the night in Carlsbad. So how do we get them here?
Okay, so how do we get them here? Obviously, we get a certain amount of number of people every year because of the caverns, and we have such a great resource there that we capitalize on pretty well, I believe. So obviously we can get them here, but one of the things that we run into, my wife and I, we are the Balzano Vineyard and Pumpkin Patch in between here and Artesia. We have that agritourism business. Thank you, father-in-law, for letting us use your property, right? But the idea is we have that business and people will come out and their families from out of town who went and they visited the caverns, they went to the water park, they hung out by the river, and now it's a third day and they're twiddling their thumbs, right? Like, what are we gonna do? And then so you're right. What else can we add to make sure that when they're coming just for the basics, the main draw, the caverns and stuff like that they stay?
Right.
And the signs leading everybody to the river has been good, even though I know that was done previous to your administration.
Right.
I think drawing attention to the river is good. That's a big project, that event center. But what else you got?
What else I got? Okay. Yeah. So I'm working with Steve Garza and his board at the sports complex.
Got it.
We're looking at adding another entrance. We're looking at, and these are all in conceptuals. Mm-hmm. They haven't all been finalized at all. This is just the beginning plan. Add an RV park for the tournament use only.
Okay.
Because if you're like, go down there this weekend. They have a soccer tournament. They have a softball tournament. It's going to be packed. It's a beautiful facility, but how do we make it better? We're looking at adding a synthetic field for soccer/football.
Okay.
Talks right now, this just hit my desk last week. Talks right now was an indoor basketball/volleyball. Where we can
out
put
there?
Whether it's out there or somewhere else, we're shorthanded on basketball courts for our kids.
Mm.
Basketball is going on right now for the young ones, and we're shorthanded. I mean, we have no practice
right.
place.
And now, I mean, we've always been a great sports town because of, you know, high school sports are so prominent and great. But now this Gus Macker is 2 years in a row here in Carlsbad, right?
And that is big.
That is big, and it's gaining more and more interest.
Exactly.
So now we need more places for that.
Exactly.
All
so,
right.
So we had to build them. So that's what I'm talking about. We're going to look at it. Don't know where we're going to build it. I threw it out on the table. 4 full-size basketball courts, 1 big building, small concession, a couple of restrooms. you know, bleachers in between.
Yeah, yeah.
And so come to find out, as just throwing the concept out, next to Lubbock and Wolford, there's a place called Apex. Mm. And I think they have 6 courts.
Okay.
It's exactly what I'm talking about. Right. Something like that to where we can have a place for our kids to play.
Right.
Practice and play. I mean, this is, you know, basketball with these young ones, we're packed. Right? I think my grandson's playing for the Baptist Church, and that place is packed. And I know right. the boys' club is packed. I mean, we're running out of room. We have these kids that want to play sports. We have to have a facility for them.
Right. So let's start. I want to talk briefly. We're almost out of time, and I want to give you a last statement, of course, and to finish up whatever you want to say. But I want to talk about the $300 million general obligation bond question.
Yes.
That the mail-in ballots should be hitting everybody's mailbox pretty soon.
Yes.
I think that you can legally tell the public whether they should vote for that or not.
I don't know if I could tell the public they should vote that or not, but we passed a resolution at the last council that we support this.
Got it. And then I'll just throw that caveat out there.
Let's be real okay. here. Talk to Dr. Washburn. He can give you all the numbers. He can tell you.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, and he can explain how that gets paid and all that. So that way we put all that to bed if there's any concerns. We have a lot of kids. We have a lot of old schools. The faster they build them, the faster they fill them.
Yeah.
This is not because they just want it.
Right. So that goes with the housing, the child exactly. care, the schools. Like all those – anything with a family, it's all interconnected,
yes,
right? Like,
yes.
So it, obviously, we need that too.
Yeah, I don't see how we have a choice.
So I will encourage the public to vote yes because yes. I can vote. I can yes. encourage
well,
that.
Well, and I'll encourage them to vote yes also and because also, we did pass
yeah,
a resolution.
Let's remind, yeah, the city council, the city supports yes. it. Let's remind everybody that this does not raise your taxes. It will not raise your taxes. And then let's also remind everybody that because of our great economy, our school districts, any bonds that we have floating around, we're paying them off early.
Yes.
We're saving interest on that. And
yes.
so when
making
time,
the money go further.
That's right. And when time happens, we capitalize them. And right now is the time to do that. So the same thing is the time for the yeah. city of Carlsbad. Now, let me ask you another financial question. I know you're pretty new about this. Does the city of Carlsbad have any, do we have any general obligation bonds? Are we taxed on that at all? Do we have any bond money
no,
that goes
I,
to roads?
I know that we
stuff?
Have one note left.
Okay.
So, and this was on the water side of things. We had enough money because obviously so much money goes in towards the note.
Mm.
We paid off, I don't know if we paid off the $11 million or the $14 million. We paid one of them off early.
Right.
And now within 18 months, maybe 2 years, we'll pay the other one off early.
Right.
So we're sitting good. We're paying everything off early. So when the money's good, we're paying things off. We're staying ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not overspending. We're not in debt. We're doing well right now.
Right.
I'm really excited.
I could talk to you. I really had a great conversation with you. We're getting to know each other even more. I love your enthusiasm. You're obviously pumped up. You yes. may have 2 jobs, but it feels like you're still putting 50 a week in this
oh, yeah.
job. You
oh,
know
yeah.
what I mean?
It never ends.
So I appreciate the enthusiasm. I appreciate your availability. I don't think I took it easy on you. So that's cool. But what I'd like to do is I'd just like to give you an opportunity to close out. There's so much information that I want to ask you. There's so much more that we'll get in depth on some things in the future when you're available. Why don't you close us out? Just
okay, thank you, and I appreciate the time, and I'll be happy to come back. I think you took it easy on me today. I don't mind these questions. I get these every day. I'm excited for our growth. I'm excited to be here. I feel very blessed that I come in at a time that we're ready to grow. We're the excitement's in the city, and I'm simply just gonna open a door and let it happen because it's there. It's right there. We have a lot of good folks working for the city. We have a lot of good folks in our community. We have the problems, but who doesn't?
Right.
And we're going to work through them. We have some smart folks that are helping me through this, and we're going to get it done. It's going to happen. And you talk about terms. Okay, that's a 4-year term. I won't get it done in 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of – I'm a very optimistic person. We're going to get it done. And so I'm just excited to make that happen.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and we will hold you accountable.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
You're listening to Community Forum on KCCC 930 AM, sponsored by Eddy County, honoring God, country, and family, thriving with industry since 1889. Also sponsored by CNB Bank. Go to carlsbadnational.com to learn more.